Final round of Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7 as we're getting ready for Substate Basketball next week. And now we talk ACCHS Hoops as we're joined by Girls Head Coach Austin Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, we'll dive into the Substate bracket in just a moment, but you've had a little bit of time to reflect after losing the regular season finale to Jackson Heights on Tuesday, 40-29. Jackson Heights, the league champs, but you guys with a 14-2 league record, second place, 16-4 overall. How proud of you, or how proud are you of these girls and the accomplishments and the success that they have had to this point?
I'm very happy with this group. I told them before the game, win or lose tonight, I'm proud that you guys have this opportunity to play for a league championship, to have this opportunity, because it doesn't come around very often. I think in our league, or in our school history, we only have one league championship, and that was a decade ago. So just being able to have this opportunity in back-to-back seasons is really special.
And the four losses were all to good teams. Jackson Heights twice. They're a top five team in 2A, the number one seed in the sub-state, and a 19-1 team, and you know, Holton out of the Big Seven, they're a double-digit win team, and then Hiawatha is also a 16-win team with only three losses. So you know, the few losses that you've had, they've been to really good teams, and you guys have certainly taken care of business elsewhere throughout the course of the year. Now we get to the point where Substate starts. Very familiar with everybody in the Northeast Kansas League, plus Riverside as well. You guys are the 2 seed. You'll get the 7 seed McClouth Monday night. Does the preparation change a little bit now that we're in Substate mode, as you have a few extra days here to kind of prep for that next week?
Yeah, a little bit. We can sharpen up some things that we need to work on. We can also implement some new things that maybe we didn't have enough time for during the gauntlet of the season. But we're just going to focus on us and try to figure out what the best plan is for this Substate and give ourselves a good chance of maybe playing in that sub-state championship game and having a chance to go to state.
And you beat McClouth both times you played him this year, and both games pretty convincingly. But, you know, as everybody knows, for the most part, once you get into sub-state, you certainly just got to wipe the records out the window, because anything can happen any given night, and you just never know what could kind of transpire. So, you know, just kind of looking ahead to this matchup on Monday night, what are just going to be a few keys to this one and keeping your season alive into late next week?
I think it's just focusing on the fundamentals, focusing on all the preparation that we've done all season to get to this point. Like you said, it's a one-game season from here on out. All you're guaranteed is one game. And McCoff plays good defense. They do some good things offensively. And they beat Valley Falls their last game, and Valley Falls had been playing pretty well. So this first game, we just have to go in with confidence and just focus on being who we've been working on.
That is Austin Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, 16-4 regular season, the 2 seed in the Valley Falls Substate. They will host McClouth, the 7 seed, on Monday night at 7, the opening round of Substate, with the semifinals and championship game being Thursday and Saturday next week. But Coach, thank you again for joining us, as always, all year. We appreciate it very much. Continued success into next week, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you, Brandon.